Shepherd Ambellus here. You're watching the Shepherd Ambellus Show. Airs Monday through Friday and on the weekends. We have a lot going on right here to talk about. I thought I'd make this just a fun one. Jay, or Violent Jay from Insane Clown Posse, claims he saw a Bigfoot in a Detroit park when he was 19 years old. We're going to be playing the video and breaking it down. We'll do like a reaction or whatever you call it. Like, I'll walk you along and commentate on it. I thought it was an interesting story, being into Bigfoot, Sasquatch, you know, whatever you want to call it, Dogman and other cryptids. I thought it was pretty interesting. So if you go to IntelliHub.com up here in the corner, or IntelliHub.news, sorry, I keep saying IntelliHub.com. The unlikely witness, Violent J's brush with the supernatural. It says Insane Clown Posse's Violent J found himself running from a Bigfoot one full moon night in the peaceful suburbs of Detroit, where normalcy meets the extraordinary. Joseph Bruce, more commonly known as Violent J of the Insane Clown Posse, had an experience that would thoroughly shake his understanding of reality. It was an average evening in the 1990s when the mundane was disrupted by the appearance of a creature often believed to be the stuff of legends, Bigfoot. Violent J, a well-known figure in the shock rap scene, recently shared his encounter with a mysterious creature on the Bigfoot Society podcast. The sighting took place in an unexpected location, far from the deep woods commonly associated with Bigfoot. During the podcast, he describes the intense moment that left him questioning his beliefs and adds to the mysterious lore surrounding the elusive beings. So you can check this out at IntelliHub.news. The site is coming along, getting more and more content on it as usual. Also in the description is a link to the Linktree. You can get my album Gangstalker 2.0. It's an electronic beats album. If you like to listen to music while you're driving or working, get Gangstalker 2.0, support my work. You can also get Shackled to Silence on DVD. I updated the links. Everything is working. And right now I'm going to play a little bit of this.
Arsenio went off at one. Karen would leave. And I mean, they had fall asleep probably been about two. And then all of a sudden I'm out the door. In the neighborhood. You know, and this was in a suburb of Detroit, right?
Detroit.
Ferndale.
The D.
And I would, or actually Ferndale bordering Hazel Park. Right along like 9 mile, 10 mile anyway. So I'm running and I'm in the dark woods, do that shit every night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jimmy, who are you? Man, my brother's in the war. I remember, and I'm thinking I'm going in, and I was just like, I gotta stop torturing myself like this. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but I am getting good. Here's where it gets crazy. This one night, I remember all day, I was hanging out with my friend, and it was one of those days where it was cold and super windy, crazy windy, right? And I look up, and it's one of those days where the clouds are going super fast. They're all moving together. It's not no crazy fun, but the sky's just really fast by, you know? And it's gonna be cold and scary tonight. And I was telling myself already, it was like 2 p.m. I'm already thinking about, no, not tonight, you know? So sure enough, Karen is gotta go for her job at the video store. Remember them? Where they got DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
She would go to work there. And I was like, it's so scary. I'm going to watch her. Not only did I walk her to her car, but I watched her go all the way down the block to the lights. I couldn't see the lights no more and turn off, you know? So even I was still telling myself I wasn't going to do it. So I go up in the room. I lived above my mom in the attic above. And I went up in there and I was laying there and I was comfortable. And I started saying, if you do it tonight, you had to do it for weeks because. Did it tonight. I'm telling myself this. I'm like, if you go out tonight and you run out there tonight on this night, on this terrifying full moon night with the clouds whipping by in the sky, it's cold as hell. If you bust out of here and run all those four blocks and through those woods and up that hill tonight, you can take a break for a
while. Sorry, I was muted.
So I was like, boom, and I busted out. And my dog's running with me. Man, I'm busting. I'm busting around that corner, down that block, down this long block. In Detroit, we got like two kinds of blocks. There's like small blocks and then long blocks, even in the suburbs. And man, I'm going down that long blocks. I run in there. I run up the hill and I turn around and I yell, "Ultimate War." And right when I almost finished yelling the word, it seemed like, and I don't think this is relevant to the story, but it was crazy interesting. It seemed like a punch in the face with a blast of ice cold wind. I was like, "Ultimate War," and it was like, "Oh!" And my eyes watered up super bad. You know what I mean? And I was like, "Oh, fate trying to stop me." You know what I mean? And I was like, "I'm doing it again."
So he ran. I know I was muted earlier. So he ran every night. He would go out running to get in shape, and he would do it at odd times of the night. And this particular night was a super scary full moon night. And he built up the courage. He said, "If I run this night, I'm not going to have to run for 30 more days." And he would go to the park and he would run up to this mound that was at the park. It was like, they think it was like a burial mound or something later when he was thinking back on this. But he would run up there and scream, "Ultimate Warrior." It's just like something he would do. And so this night, this is how it all happened. So,
"Ultimate Warrior," as loud as I could. And then I even grabbed my dog and lifted her paws up and yelled with her, "Ultimate Warrior, you stop, it's unstoppable," you know? So I finished cleaning my eyes out, whatever. I'm still terrified. The night itself was terrifying. This night did not, nothing was right about the whole day, right? And I've been doing this probably two months every night, right? This whole day, I never thought about this until it was time to where it hit me. But this whole day, I'm like, I don't want to go out and do this tonight. And I did it. So I start running back down the hill, having conquered and yelled the shit, you know. I start running back down the hill, and I run up maybe all the way up the first long block. But I don't see my dog nowhere, right? Anyway, I'm totally winded. I blew up, like as they say in wrestling. So I stop, and I'm breathing, and I turn around, and I'm looking for the dog, and I see her come running. She ghosted me and ran right past me. Like, she came out of the darkness, basically, into the, because I was kind of under a streetlight a little bit, but she went random past me and just bolted, like no interest in me, right? So I look back. Okay, so I'm looking down a street. Sounds like never place you would see something like this, right? but this is what I saw. I'm looking down. It wasn't a city street. I'm not like in tall buildings. We're like off in the suburbs where it connects with the woods or whatever. Right. But I'm looking down the street and I see this what I thought was a branch falling. Okay, because at the bottom of the hill, at the bottom of the hill,
this thing might have been in a tree. I almost wonder if he saw a dog man.
So when I saw movement in the woods, I thought a branch was falling from the wind was crazy that night, you know? But I got a chill, like, oh, I'm seeing something crazy. This giant branch is falling. But then it wasn't a branch. It was like it was walking through the woods, right? Everything you can describe is what I saw. So I don't even care, man.
He doesn't want to sound crazy.
And that's, I saw it for a second, but it stopped. And then it just rushed me.
Really?
It just came rushing me.
Now, this is a common thing. It's called a bluff charge.
Man.
Bigfoot supposedly do this a lot.
Because I was so scared that I was frozen. And that's a real genuine thing that can happen, because I was legit stunned. And when it came out of the woods, it was as tall as the stop sign. That's what was happening. And its feet looked like our feet go down, the leg goes down, then the foot goes like that, you know? Leg goes down, the foot goes like that, right?
Right.
His whole leg went down, like from the knee, it just went down to a foot. There was no feet. It was just like he had bell bottoms on all the way to the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And
it
was okay.
Fur, like almost like Chewbacca coming at me, bro. When I turn around and I bolted. I swear I probably set some kind of record because I was in physical shape, right?
Sure.
It don't matter how fast I was going. I only remember my feet barely connecting with the street, like in time as I was running. My legs were outrunning my own ability, and the first thought was run up and start banging on somebody's door. And then I was like, what the hell are they gonna do? Why can't you get ripped in half?
What are they gonna do?
I remember these thoughts, because when something happens to you like that, you don't forget it. I remember running and thinking of what are my options, you know what I mean? And the first thought was run up to somebody, bang on the door. I'm like, hey, give me some shit. Let alone you think I'm a maniac. Nope. So then I run around the corner.
He's running. So he got super scared. He's running from this thing. Guys, 262-891-0070. If you want to call in, 262-891-0070. Have you seen a dog man or another cryptid, Bigfoot? Dogman, anything like this? Violent J claims to have seen a Bigfoot. It's a fascinating story. I'm gonna play the rest of it and then we can talk about it some more, and maybe get into a little bit of news this morning. I'll be going live later on today at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. This is the Shepherd Ambella Show. Can you believe this? Violent J.
I didn't even look back. I just kept running to the fastest of my ability. I ran all down the other corner and into my mom's house. And again, I remember thinking, start screaming for mom. And I was like, what? What is my mom going to do against that? You know what I mean? What I just saw come
home
and rush me, freight train style.
Freight train right style. Under
the light, the street light. I'm literally frozen, stuck looking at it. And it's rushing me, you know what I'm saying? So I ran in the house and I dove under, and this is when the phone was on the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
On those cells. And I remember I was laying under the windows, dead silent, you know, and I was like, I didn't know what to do. My heart was beating so fast, you know. And I knocked the phone off the wall and I called my friend Nate and I was like, come over right now. And he came pulling up, and I was just like, I thought it wouldn't have made no difference. against that. You know what I mean? So I just screamed at him to take me away, and I let my mom keep sleeping because I thought, even then I thought, everybody's got somebody sleeping in the house. I doubt they're going to attack my mom. All I need to do, if it was after me, all I need to do is get out of here. You know what I'm saying? And that was my thinking, you know? So, but man, all, you know, the next day me and my brother went out there and did it again and nothing, you know, we did it again for probably, but here's what my brother told me. My brother's, 3 years older than me.
So later, you know, they were talking about it, and he goes into how he thinks that his brother was saying that it possibly was a Native American burial ground. And when he ran up on that mound, it was like Ultimate Warrior. It was like challenging that Bigfoot. And that Bigfoot then came out and showed himself, dropped down out of a tree apparently. Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, hit the ringer, all of that stuff. It's very important. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show, and support the broadcast. Please check out all the links in the description have been updated. Go through the link tree. There's a new GoFundMe, and there's always the link for the IntelliHub articles in the description as well. So also on IntelliHub.news, The Great Escape, Unraveling the Mystery of Tupac's Alleged New Life in New Mexico, Unveiling the Mystery, Tupac's Secret Life Amidst the Navajo. And the hip-hop community has been buzzing with conspiracy theories since the sudden demise of Tupac Shakur in 1996. However, a recent documentary, Tupac, The Great Escape from UMC, provides a new and intriguing perspective. The film suggests that a legendary rapper may have faked his death and is living incognito on a reservation in New Mexico. According to the film's premise, Tupac was informed of a planned hit on his life and, with the help of an elaborate escape plan, managed to evade death. The documentary suggests that a body double was used to mislead the public and authorities while Tupac was whisked away to safety, finding refuge with the Navajo tribe. According to filmmaker Rick Boss, he received information from sources close to Tupac's family and inner circle. Although this claim is quite extraordinary, it adds to the lasting legend of Tupac Shakur, whose impact and heritage still have a strong presence in the music industry and popular culture. The documentary questions the official narrative of Tupac's death, shedding light on the ongoing fascination with celebrity legends and fans' effort to immortalize their heroes. Regardless of the whether one accepts the story, Tupac, The Great Escape from UMC, is expected to contribute a captivating chapter to the story of one of rap's most mysterious figures. And so you can check this out, IntelliHub.news. It's always on there. And a bunch of other great articles on the website that's coming along pretty good. It's almost ready for public launch. I'm getting it indexed with Google. Get my CD, Gang Stalker. It's an electronic beats album. It's available on the link tree, and also my film, Shackled to Silence. You're going to want to get those. So, guys, I will be back. I'll be back this evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, and we'll go over all the news. If anyone wants to call in real quick, 262-891-0070. The number is down below, 262-891-0070. And Pam says that a guy in California was eating someone's leg. I think they were, he was a cannibal. There was a crime scene at a train yard or something like that. Maybe the guy's leg got dismembered from the body, and the guy was caught dragging it down the street, eating it. I guess you could see that on the Salty Cracker channel. It was pretty gnarly. Right? That's crazy. So we'll see you guys back later. I just wanted to get this out and do a fun little Bigfoot show. Sorry, my audio went out for 2 minutes in the beginning. I hit the mute button. I'll see you guys later. As usual, Shepherd Ambella Show.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.